connected to CMN Network.
KQIS.
Be careful out there. You're probably getting pretty cold where you guys be anyway. So.
guys have a good morning. We'll catch in a little bit.
KDYS,
we'll be clear.
Got it, good.
All right, Ryan, we'll catch up with you. Yeah, we got about 17, 18 more miles to go to our destination here, so catch up with you. KDYS, KC8, QBX, clear and listening.
Alpha, Alpha, 8, Romeo, Kilo, mobile.
I believe it was Alpha, Alpha, 8, Kilo, something mobile.
Alpha, Alpha, 8, Radio, Kilowatt, 888RK, name's Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. I'm headed to the Lowell swaps and making my way through. I'm just passing the Okemos exit on 96. Got coffee. I ate up my McDonald's breakfast. What could be better?
There you go. I went to that Lowell swap here. It's been a long time ago. The time flies, so it's probably been 12, 15 years ago. I went over there and I bought a complete repeater. I got it up on the air now, but I didn't use many of the parts out of that repeater. I used some of them. But, yeah, that's been a long time ago, come think about it. It's not been 15 years. It's only been one time. Let's get a little swap.
Roger, Roger. We were there, I don't know, it's got to be at least a dozen years ago. 15. We dropped off our daughter at Terra State. We were coming home, and I said, wait, there's a swap today, isn't there? And, my wife and I, and Dale Williams was Michigan section manager, and he and my wife had a sort of funny interaction. She was headed south. She stopped in Dundee for a cup of coffee, and there are a bunch of people standing in line, and someone walks up and says, which one of you is the ham radio operator? And they all give dumb looks. Well, somebody out there has a call sign plate, and my wife turns around and says, oh, that was me. And Dale, of course, thought it was an OM. And that was good for a laugh. There you go, for sure, for sure. Well, Ralph, we're about destinated down here. So I got a couple miles here, and I'll be destinated where I'm going. But good to hear you in there this morning. I don't know where you didn't say where you was from. You just said you was going to the Lowell swap, which yeah, okay. Actually, I've been there one time. One time I went to Lowell swap. Good little swap though. I'm me and Ryan, the other guy that I was talking to. We're going to Dayton. I'm looking forward to that. 15th of May, headed down. Well, we're going down the 14th, I think. We're going down on Thursday. Yeah, we're going down on Thursday. Spend the night, get up Friday morning, go to the swap, then spend the night Friday night and go to the swap on Saturday, and then come back home on Saturday. But we got a long ways to drive because we're from Harrison, Michigan up here. So it'll be about 7 hours on the road probably to get to Dayton, something like that. Between 6 and 7 hours from here. All right, Ralph, I'm going to let you go. Like I say, we're about destinated down here, so give yourself a great day, bud. KC8QBX. Real good. I'm from Ann Arbor. And was out the door early. And at Dayton, stopped by the ARRL Great Lakes booth. And say hi. 888RK.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KEAOX Mobile.
NAWRO Richmond. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Doing well. Hope you are the same. I take it you might be heading out to the work site.
That is correct. And my schedule is not happy with me. But yes, I am.
Copy that. Well, I understand it. It should be. I don't want to jinx anything here, but it should be a quick job, kind of an X marks the spot deal, I guess.
I agree. K8WUO, are you on a frequency? Nothing heard. Yeah, so I think that's all it's supposed to be. So it won't be too bad. Do you have the detail for Lair today covered, or do you still need help with that?
And truthfully, Dean, if you knock this one out, don't worry about the other one. Because it's just informal anyway. So, and I believe I got Tom coming down for that. And even if it's just Cliff and I, that's fine, because we're just playing more than actually doing anything. It's just more of a field day. So. Just help out on this one, and I think we'll be set, because there's going to be more on the other regards to formal hospital nets. There'll be more on that.
Copy that. I'll, one moment, stand by. K8LEX returning. Sorry, I had a big yawn there. If you don't have anyone and Tom doesn't make it down, let me know. If I'm up and moving, I'll definitely shoot over there. I know that I don't know about the one digital mode, but or the one digital machine, but all of our normal modes of operation, I can definitely reach. I just don't know about simplex.
Copy that. I'll let you know. If Tom comes down, we might be a two-man unit, so I might actually take that hospital. So. John is over on DMR right now, statewide one, but he might be getting involved in a USO.
Copy that. I'll turn that unit on. K-E-8-L-A-X, I'll be QSYing over there.
I will do the same, NAWRO. Clear here, QSY.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
1608, Kilo, Charlie, India.
Is there VTL mobile? Is there VTL clear? Is there VTL mobile? Is there VTL clear?
Currently connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network.
WA8MAC Mont Clemens will be disconnecting from Central Michigan for a few hours for some testing. We'll be back later early evening. NAWRO, clear.
My cousin's husband got his license too. He tested in Lapeer. None of that. You're gonna have to move around and find a hot spot. I'm thinking you're probably on an HD. Find a hot spot where the signal's stronger on receive, and that'll probably give you the extra punch to make it into the system.
All right. Yeah.
You're still a little bit weak. Are you running a walkie-talkie? Not catching me at all.
Yeah, tell me, is that working any better?
Yeah, you're blasting me now. You're probably 80 to 90%. There's just a little bit of noise, but you're 100% copy now.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld biofang. Waiting to get my antenna put up here. I'm just waiting for Miss Dig to come out and mark the lines and everything so I can make the hole, put the pole up for it.
Oh, yeah, guys will tell you need more power, the old CD crowd. But I'll tell you, antenna, and always said it, I make a lot of antennas. The way you put them up, helps, and power does help on the low bands especially, but if you get beams, especially for UHF and VHF, that makes a major difference on how far you can reach it. Especially the repeaters all have antennas way up there, so you can go a long ways, or hitting another person with a set of beams, that makes a major difference. But getting into the local repeater system, you really need something better than a duck. Duck has their place.
A 35-inch telescoping antenna. I got one of the folding 48-inch antennas right now. And like I say, just waiting to get my, I got a Diamond T-50 going, get ready to put up on a 30-foot flagpole. I live in Birch Run, around Birch Run, Birch area here. I can hit the Birch repeater pretty good. Hit the Millington repeaters. This is the first time I've hit this one here. That's why I hollered back at you.
Buddy, this link system's a monster. These guys got a lot of time and money into it. Yeah, somebody keeps playing packet on the repeater. How dare they? How dare they put packet out over people using the repeater?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I'm just glad I was able to hit this repeater here. I haven't heard much on it, so I heard you. I had to definitely come back to life. KFA GPA.
Now this repeater has a lot. The one up here that you're probably getting into, they're calling it the Guilford, but we've always called it the Bay City since I was a kid. It has a bunch of remote receives, and I get into it with a 25-watt radio from my car up in Tawas, and I use a super gainer antenna, and then over in Everett, I can get into it from Everett on the hill I was on, staying at, and it's not a big hill, but the receives are everywhere, and it does great. And then you can get in it. There's Lincoln Lansing, Lincoln Lapeer, like Fenton. I mean, they're all over the place, and it does a great job. See what your footprint.
That sounds good, because I'm planning on doing a little traveling this summer. Not nothing major or nothing like that, but, you know, like I say, I just got my license here on the 11th, and just can't wait to get out, go traveling around, and, you know, get to use my license now and everything, and just opens up a whole new world, you know.
It's an amazing hobby. I rank it up there with my other one. I keep bees, too, so these two are... And it's some of the more complicated hobbies to have. And it's always impressed me what I could do on the low bands. I do a lot of QRP work. Cut my own antennas and whatnot for HF. And it's cheap. You know, the wire antennas are cheap. You can make wire antennas for this band. Pull them up in between trees with paracord. And I've done real well with roll-up wire antennas for 2 meters with pretty good gain figures.
Well, a lot of times it's, it's understanding the concept of everything that really makes a difference. I find that stuff like this here, you know, like you say, I come out of CDs. I was into CDs back in the 80s. You know, a lot and stuff like that, where they were talking stiff and all that stuff. But, here, I find that this here hobby is totally different. Everybody says height is might, and you just got to get up there and then just, you know, eventually move up into a better radio or whatever you like, so you get somewhere you're just comfortable with.
Yeah, I guess I've got, geez, six, seven, eight. Between me and my girlfriend, she's licensed too. We've got eight HF radios between us. God only knows, probably a dozen dual band handhelds and mobiles. Oh yeah, we've got at least a dozen of those. Well, probably 15 of them. But you know, you get these cheap Chinese disposable radios, and it doesn't a handheld. And they do a pretty good job. I mean, they're not the cleanest, but they work fairly decent, and then they get the job done, and you can play around with cross band repeat. Now, I played with CDs quite a bit when I was a kid, and I built J poles and Super J style antennas too, but you have to have some pretty tall trees to do those in wire. And then we've got a horizontal that's modeled after a J-pole, and you can make a really big keen antenna horizontally for CB without having to have a beam, just a wire antenna. And that's interesting, too. Maybe it always...
Yeah, I've always just myself never tried to talk skip or nothing like that, but I would... Just always get, you know, get these long whip antennas and put them up pretty good, you know, on the old antenna poles they used to have back in the day. You could get them up there pretty good. And, I'd get out around town and a little bit out on, you know, how it goes. And some days you're clear or whatever, get a good bounce off the waves there. And I would get out. It's pretty impressive on it, sometimes 7-8 miles or so.
I talked to Texas on 11 meters yesterday. I got bored and went down to 11 meters. But that band CB was a part of the ham band before they set it up to rake in some more money on the licenses, you know. The FCC did that.
Well, you know, today you got a... kind of accept that because sometimes that's a way too that it just helps keep the program and everything going for everybody here, you know. So a lot of people complain about having to pay and stuff like that, but you know, it's like if nobody pays, then you probably wouldn't be able to have half of what you have today.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil tax is what I call it. It's like And now they're stealing, so the bridges and the roads don't look so good. But that does keep things moving. And, you know, any money moving around is getting taxed in any direction anymore. So those things add to the coffer. You know, it is what it is. KB8OOE.
So the last three are OOE.
Oscar Echo, yes, sir.
All right, 10-4. I tell you, that sounds good to be able to, first time I've talked to anybody up, so you up towards Bay City then, or?
Right now I'm in Vassar. I'm hitting the Bay City machine, Guilford again. Let's call it Guilford, because that's what everybody calls it now. But I'm in by the park in Vassar, and I'm getting in there with a walkie-talkie, Quansheng little handheld. I'm modifying a pile of these to receive out-of-band stuff in different modes, single sideband and AM and stuff, and then putting extra memory in them. And I'm very intimidated. I've been in a lot of fist fights, and there's not a fist fight I've ever been in that intimidated me as much as some of the tiny surface mount components in these little handhelds.
Well, believe it or not, I'm talking to you on a K6 biofang. I got off of Timu for probably, I just looked today, for about $24. It's a 5-watt.
These were 2 for $32, and they're Zhengdong, but the guts are a Quansheng K5 or whatever. It's the same, pretty much the same radio you've got. And I've got the expansion boards for them with a separate antenna that you drill out the LED flashlight hole for. And I got two of them just about done, but I'm going to have to do some repairs and figure out a better way to pull that memory chip off there.
Well, I'll have to say that's pretty impressive. I'm just glad to have this one here to, you know, I'm finding out that works pretty good. Everybody, you know, says it sounds pretty decent for a handheld. So, you know, but like I say, I got a 35-inch antenna on it also. So I know that kind of helps it out too.
Hate letting the relays crash in this computer. But walking through the house, the drywall eats up a lot of the signal, and we're liquidating a couple houses, so I don't really want to put an antenna up here. You're doing pretty good. I mean, you're definitely doing all right in the system, no doubt about that.
Yeah, not doing too bad for my first couple weeks or so, huh? Well, let's see, probably about a week and a half, a couple weeks I've been into it. But like I say, I used to talk on the TV a lot, but, you know, it just gets to where you can't even have, two people talking right now, a decent conversation where, you know, man, I don't argue and fight with everybody out there. I don't have nothing to argue and fight about, you know. And it just seems like I quit listening to it a while back.
You're very limited. If you stay within the rules, you're very, very limited. And most of the radios that you see them guys putting them huge amounts of power on are just absolute junk. There's no filtration. They take up a huge amount of spectrum when you look at them on the SDR scope. And you can tell the guys that's got a clean signal when you're looking at an SDR. You can see who's who. And them are right within the width of where they're supposed to be. And even if they're running power, which really you don't have to. You can go a couple miles locally with 4 watts or 12 on single sideband. And, you know, I think I was running 1 or 2 watts talking to the guy in Texas. I had everything throttled down to nothing.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, power's not everything. You know, sometimes guys, I believe, put way too much power, and, you know, if you put too much of one in, it takes something out of the other. You have to, I believe, have a mediocre way for everything to kind of work together. KFA, CDA.
Well, when you're using it to do moon bounce, or you're going a long distance on UHF, VHF with single sideband, stacked up beams, it'll help. You overcome that, like 2 meter, you overcome that 175 mile breakoff point with refraction or whatever they call it. And then where you're going to see the real benefits is on like 40 through 160. When band conditions are on the edge, you'll see an appreciable difference on that. But on the DX bands during the day, then I've got all over Europe with less than 2 watts. And even on 40, when the band's open, 300 milliwatts, I work up and down the East Coast with single sideband.
Yeah, I've kind of looked up. You know, around at that, I'm just now, like I say, getting used to doing 70 here. You know, started looking around a little bit like that too, and well, you know how everything goes. That means a bigger radio, a different radio. Got to, you know, spend more money, of course. And just right now, it's like, you know, I'm gonna look around, see what's going on, and probably end up like everybody else, progress slowly.
Online study courses go a long ways. My girlfriend went to Extra in about 7 months, just under 7 months. And we're setting one of the radios up with digital right now. I got some of the bugs worked out. I got it so it will talk to FL Digi, but I want to be able to utilize it on other programs, and so I got to figure that out next. But right now I'm operating on these HTs. We got about a dozen of them to do.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a little bit ahead of you there. You know, sounds like a good plan you got going. I'm just now, like I say, getting into this to where, you know, find out what's going on with these here and then wait to see what's going on past that because, you know, curiosity, you know how that goes.
Tuesday nights, I think, on 147260 down in Flint. You get a little bit of gain going on there. There's a slow scan TV net on that repeater, and it's a pretty decent machine. If you download MMSS TV, you'll be able to send and receive full color pictures on that net. That's a lot of fun stuff to do on UHF and VHF. There's a lot of things like that you can do for no more money than what you got into it.
Okay. I didn't know that there. Good to know. I don't mind putting a little bit more money into it and stuff, you know, like maybe getting a mobile for, or a unit for the car, you know, stuff like that there, and I don't know how much I want to go on a base version there, look at some of the prices, and they look pretty hefty.
No, I haven't given over $500 for my last, let's see, 8 of my HF rigs, brand new. And each, I've never given over $500 for them.
Oh, that don't sound too bad, you know. You know how it goes. Might have to save up for it, make a little room in the budget for it. You know how that goes. Some of the radios I looked at were like, you know, they're pretty nice, like 1500, 1200, 2000, stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's going to take a minute.
I don't own anything that fancy. I'm cheap. I put the money in test gear. So when I make antennas or coils to do things in those antennas, I can see what's going on. I like the test gear. It's reasonably priced now. You can get the Chinese test gear. It does just as good a job. It'll get you where you want to be, and you'll be able to afford a lot more stuff when you're not buying a bunch of name brand antennas for hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Well, that's why I went with Diamond 58. It was affordable, about $130. Off of Amazon, you know, said it could get me to the a lot farther, maybe 50, 60 miles out, something like that on some repeaters, and I figured that's good enough right now, so, like I say, you know, start out a little slow and then just add on as you go, as I can afford, you know, because, you know, I'm just a working man, I work every day, you know how it goes, bills come first.
KB8OE, name here is Mike, by the way. I get a lot of clones. I use the more expensive mag mount on the roof of the car for the mobile, and then I bought SG7500 Super Gainer 7500 series. It's like a diamond antenna, but it's a Chinese clone. It says diamond on the package. When I checked it on the antenna analyzer, wasn't too bad. And then I got the 7900 series too, and I was getting into this repeater that I'm on from Everett, Michigan, up by Cadillac. So how bad is it? And I'm not even sure that it wasn't a real diamond, but when I tested it against a diamond, it didn't do quite as good, and the values aren't the same in some of the components on the antenna. I checked them, they're not the same. And it's more resonant at the bottom of the band than it is out in the middle where it should be.
Yeah, that's where, that's definitely where, like, can say it doesn't have the equipment to cut that stuff out. But you will find some of it not so bad. Like I say, the radio I'm on right now, we paid less than $25 for it, and everybody says it sounds pretty good. I got it's a CID radio H3. I haven't used that too much yet to see how that sounds, but I paid like $35 for that one. But it works. I know it works to get out and everything. So it's by buying these radios is really is what got me into the hobby.
When I got into the hobby in 93, this type of radio would have cost you a couple hundred bucks. I've also got one of the TID radios. I got one of those, and a buddy picked it up for me. And it is one of those radios that's kind of like these that does a whole bunch of stuff extra in one little radio. So they were definitely a good bang for the buck. You can get a 5-band true SDX, but it don't have a tuner in it. 5 to 7 watts, a QRP rig looks like the size of a deck of cards. You can get those for under 100 and a half. And like I said, a lot of stuff I do is QRP. I just make them antennas resonate. You make them resonate, you can get out with 5 watts on the low bands. And we're doing digital now, and I've used digital to send and receive Morse keyboard to keyboard. My hand send Morse is rough. But back when I got a license, you had to have it.
Gotcha. By the way, my name is Tom. I live out in Birch Run, towards Franklin Luther. I'm glad I didn't have to learn Morse code, because I don't know, it would have took a little bit of more time, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good mode to do DX on, that's for sure. You can narrow the filters right down and hear it right in the mud. But there's other digital modes when you upgrade. You can get on, I think, 20, 40, and 80. You can get on 10, obviously, but 20, 40, and 80 in the bottom of the band and do up to 200 watts, which is, I've never ran over 20 watts on Morse. As far as that goes, I don't think I've ever ran over 20, 30 watts on PSK 31. But, it's interesting. You get quite a bit of privileges with a tech license. I've got to kick off and get on down the road. I got to meet up with family down towards Flint today.
Hey, that sounds real good here. Definitely like to talk to you again. Like I say, my name's Tom, out of Birch Run, towards Franklin Luther here. Let's see, KF8EDA, clear.
Right on 73, Tom. Have a good afternoon. This is KV8OVI. Monitor just about 24/7.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WA8MAC Mount Clemens reconnected to Central Michigan after hospital net training. NAWRO clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWCD, NAWCDK, Lainey.
Hey, hey, why are you? Good evening. This is NAWCD. How'd things go today? I know you said that you were the lone senior person in there today. Hopefully you had a good day.
You know, it wasn't bad. They kept fielding the calls two by two, and okay, you got it right.
Yes, so those two by two calls. I definitely remember sending over two by twos back in the day, back in the Clinton days there. So. But I'm glad you got through it there. Nicer day. It's, of course, cloudy earlier, but it's kind of nice to see the sun out. But hey, I only got one more to go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting tomorrow over with and having a couple days off. Excited. How was your day today?
I don't blame you there. Get through tomorrow and a couple days off. That's a good recipe there, absolutely. I'm doing pretty good here. Did a load of laundry, a couple things that were sitting around that needed to be done, and did some cleanup here in the house, and just throwing away of some stuff there that Mom didn't need anymore, but... other than that, we're hanging in there, doing pretty good today.
All right. Sounds like a productive day. You got a lot done. That's good. Good. A little bit of cleanup's not bad. So that's good. Good stuff. Glad you're able to get some stuff done.
Yeah, figure it. I got to do it because Mom's not here to do it anymore, so I guess it's me. So got to get it done and don't want to procrastinate on it. So we just, like I say, the washing and the cleaning up and, you know, I mean, take care of it. At least it's done. It's not like it's piling up and that. So that helps out a lot.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like it's never-ending. I feel bad. Like, Leo's like, she'll do something, and then it'll be clean, and it'll be nice, and then all of a sudden one of the kids will come through and drop food on the floor. In fact, that actually happened earlier this week. She's mopped the floor and got all the floors all cleaned up, and then Jer walked in and had a snack and spilled his milk all over the place.
Yes, the joy of little feet there walking through the house and making their mark known throughout there. Yes, indeed. We try not to do that here, the big person, but unfortunately sometimes I noticed there must have dropped something on the floor and must have stepped on it. But, oh well, I guess that's part of everyday life, I suppose.
Yeah, this big kid does it too. I've done that. I've had to apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a mess.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I've definitely done that a few times. And it's like, oops, I didn't mean to. And try to clean it up or something. But and I can say that's part of life. And I'm sure next week we'll try to do it again. At least that. Getting into a routine a little bit, and that kind of helps out some.
Yeah, routines are good, and keeps your mind busy and keeps you going.
And ABCD, yes, it does. Definitely, like you say, it's good to. Good to get in a routine and stay busy a little bit in moderation, and yeah, it kind of helps out a little bit and makes the day go by a little quicker and such. But like you say, I guess that's part of life. I'm glad to get the break from the outside. I'm sure that's coming with spring, and we'll deal with that when it comes.
And for identification, can you like it? Yeah, that's coming up quick. First day of spring, and now it's rolling towards warm weather. I heard that it's supposed to be a warm summer, so I guess we'll see how things go.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Definitely. Well, at least for you, I'm hoping now that the furnace is fixed and everything is in order. Hopefully, the central air is working for you, and that'll help cool the house down some.
I hope so. I know we got the vent that was covered up when they carpeted and. They put the wooden stuff down. That vent that was covered up actually takes a lot of air, a lot of heat out. It's enough to where it shuts the door when the heat kicks on.
Hey, that's great. Well, at least, like I say, at least it is something, discovered that, and hopefully the other effect will work there for summer there. But yeah, that's something how they covered that up. Like you say, lose a especially where you're getting in good heat, into the house or into the room there. I don't get that, but at least you covered it. And like you say, hopefully the opposite effect will work this summer.
I hope so. I'm hoping that's going to be the case. So that would be nice. I would definitely appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. That will definitely help you out there. Yeah, I've been doing some cleanup there. Cleaned up one of the fresh air vents. Connected a couple of them here, and I know I got to do the. Probably have to change out or clean up the furnace filter too, so we'll get that here in the next few weeks or so, but get ready in that way. But yeah, definitely getting into that transition mode in the spring, we'll definitely take it.
here. It's nice, the warmer weather, and stays longer, and I've got to get more filters for the furnace. We don't get the super expensive ones, I get the little cheap ones, and we have to get some time to change them.
NAWCBD, that's the way I am. I don't get the super expensive ones, but I found with this newer furnace that I've got to get at least something that'll hold up the way they cut the area where we put in a filter is kind of rough there. Sometimes it'll get caught in there with a cheapo one. So I can't get real cheap, but I'm definitely not gonna go expensive with it. Just some that'll keep the dust.
Yeah, I found out that if you don't change it, it can mess up the pressure switch that's in there, and it'll throw it for a loop and stop working.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I definitely try to change it biannually. Usually when I switch the intake or whatever that air off that where the air conditioner is, I usually flip it to where I can open up the vent and clean that air conditioner area up, and then change out the filter. So I usually do that biannually. It hasn't actually been too bad, which I'm kind of surprised at with this house as dusty as it is. But hey. We'll keep changing it, and I'll be glad if there's not a lot of dust and dirt in it. I'll be grateful for that.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. I know the dog. It's dog sheds around this time, and usually attacks it, gets in there real good. End up changing it more so than normal, but yeah, it's okay. I don't mind having the dog around, so she's worth it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. As long as you like it, and Leo and the kids like the dog, that's all good there. That is one thing I don't miss, having between Mason and Boss. Man, those dogs used to shed. They were just constantly cleaning up hair, and that is something that is that I don't miss cleaning up is the dog hair. And like I say, if I do get another dog, one that will be a smaller dog, and another is probably, hopefully it won't shed, but we'll gonna wait a little bit, just kind of get used to things right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Get one of those George dogs.
I'm not sure about a George dog. Man alive, that Westy, he was something else there. Putting him with Mason was just not a good combination, especially if Mason got kind of frustrated with him. He was a pretty decent dog, but man alive, he was, like you said, he's high energy. He's a high energy dog, but we'll have to see if and when the time comes, I guess.
Yeah, I hear you definitely. Yeah, sometimes high energy is good, and sometimes it's just not. Sometimes it's just nice to have a dog that's just quiet and waves at your feet, and maybe gets excited once in a while, but then to that extent, that's about it.
And a WCB, yes, yeah, I agree there. I agree. Once in fact, once Mason kind of settled down, he was a pretty good dog there to sit at my feet there, or make, you know, sit close by. He wasn't too bad. He was a good sleeping buddy, like you said before, but he was a good dog to sit around, and I liked walking with him. He liked walking with me outside. That was pretty good. He was a pretty good dog. Pretty good dog indeed.
Yeah, he would do that. He was a good dog, definitely. A loving dog, and Luna's not a bad dog. He's pretty decent. All riled up when people come over, but eventually she settles down. She's good with the kids. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. As long as she's good with the kids, and, like I say, at least she kind of pipes up there if, you know, something's out of the ordinary, or, you know, something might be strange to her. That's good. That's good. I was gonna say, she's getting up there in age. She's in the middle age or older. To be an older dog, you guys have had her for a little bit.
Anyway, yeah, we've had her about 5 years now. Well, however long it's been since we've been at the house, so we've had her that long. She's getting old.
Well, I'd like to say, at least she's getting up there in age. I'm sure she's starting to settle down a little bit. And like I say, that's a good thing. Kids are older. They've gotten used to her. And, part of the house, part of the family, and that's pretty neat. I like to say, to have a dog like that, had her since she was little, and that dog was little, but anyway, it's pretty neat to see his kids grow up, the dog be there with them. That's just kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure, it is. It's been good. Hasn't been fun all the time, but she's been fun most of the time, so at least a joy to have in the house. But, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and relax, get ready for my last day of work. But appreciate you coming north and the good conversation, and hopefully have a good evening. If you need anything tonight, let us know, and looking forward to talking tomorrow.
Hey, Roger that. Glad you made it through another one. Like I say, you got one more day ahead of you tomorrow there. But, yeah, thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed the conversation there tonight. Looking forward to, again, our Tuesday tomorrow. But certainly praying for you tomorrow, and get some rest tonight, enjoy the family, enjoy some dinner, and kind of kick back and relax. So tell everyone hello, and 73 is an 88 to you and the family. Talk to you down the bay. NHWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we'll definitely talk tomorrow. 73 and 88 QM. 88YNU, clear.
KFA FTS, Myron.
KFA FTS, NAWCB. Good evening, KFA. How's it going?
Well, good evening. Yes, things are going well. Had a productive day. I got some training on how to program any tone tri-band DMR analog radio today. I went over to met up with some of the guys from the Hazel Park group, and also has my same radio and showed me how to do it. And very productive day. How about you? K-A-F-A. Yep, yes.
Ah, good. I'm glad. Glad you were able to, you know, get some, you know, somebody working with get there and programming the radio. And glad for you in that way. Glad that someone, you know, from the Hazel Park group there, giving you some assistance. Happy in that regard. We're doing pretty good here. Just doing the housework and taking care of those types of things today. But not a whole lot else going on here. Just getting ready for church tomorrow.
Yeah, Roger that. We're getting ready for church. Start about 7 o'clock on Friday or Saturday night. So I guess that's about now. I haven't sleep for 2 hours in my days or not. So hopefully I'll be able to get some sleep at the end of something. I saw Mike this morning, second in command of it. So I don't know if that's a serious issue with NADDD. And he's part of that group over there too. And Sean. In fact, I had talked to him in the morning, actually, so. I was talking to him early on the 7:30 here. Didn't realize who it was, and there were conversations today. Around the breakfast table, and he's talking about some guy talking about Enzo. I said, oh, yeah, that was me. Just kind of from back to you.
NAWCB. Ah, okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, my sleep mic is part of the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, and you get a good chance to meet up there with Sean and talk with him. He definitely knows a lot about radios and the deeper parts of the hobby. Of course, he's been involved in the Central Michigan group. Of course, works out of the Macomb County Radio Department. Works with him a long time. Come out and fixed our equipment there at Shelby and also at Picklin Township there. So that's good. I'm glad you're meeting some of the guys out there. And like I say, a lot of good folks there answer questions or help you out there. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, Roger that. Forgive the last year I was switching radios from my 5R to the GM32. Hopefully, it's got a decent signal.
Yes, you have a good signal over here. I was going to say the other one was kind of beginning to fade in and out a little bit, and the modulation was decreasing. So you're sounding better over here, Dave.
Yeah, I think the battery is going low on that radio. I used that particular radio as my mobile, and I was out about earlier today and whatnot, and just now it's putting back on the charger. So, yeah, this program, the radio is a whole new thing for me, but I think I got a handle on it now. I had downloaded the program for the Baofeng GM32 from the site, because they're from the mobile site.
Now, there is no chirp for that particular software, that radio. Same with the same as the any tone. There's no chirp for any tone either. So it was interesting.
Yeah, it's good to be able to, you know, to program on the fly if you're, you know, if you're out and about or, you know, you don't have the software available. But boy, the software, whether it's Chirp or another, you know, another software program for these radios, are a great help. You know, some of them will even, you know, you put in the frequency, you know, and it'll automatically, you know, insert, you know, the proper offset frequency and whether, you know, plus or minus, and you know, it's just it works out great. It definitely saves a lot of steps, especially like I say, trying to program a DMR radio. That's just you know, that's just a lot of extra steps there. So again, that's just good to have that software and good to have that knowledge there, and being able to program that in. NAWC.
Yeah, it's all part of that learning curve, and it's, for me, it's been pretty steep. I guess it's as steep as you make it. And this was Leonard, 88FK, is the fellow that showed me the, how to work it and whatnot, showed me how he had his set up, and I downloaded the program from the internet and to open that up and prepare, and it was, like I say, pretty much just like the Balfame. So one way or another, it was a good day. It was long and tired. I didn't sleep last night. The medicine on just keeping me up. So one thing leads to another. But now I got another project, and that's the program is anything. You know, get into what that you said, well, I mean, both the digital and the analog side. And I did get my digital ID, but I don't know what to do with it. So and the phone there, the website, there's the code for the digital side of the GM32. So I think I'll take a look at that maybe next week. We need to do KFA.
That's good. You got your digital ID. Yeah, definitely keep that around. Good to know that if you need to program in your DMR or whatever, you'll definitely need that. What is nice with a DMR is, of course, is the fact that you'll be able to see somebody who's calling, and if you have the programmed right, you can see their call sign there, so yours will come across there on the DMR radio. And glad. And Len, yeah, I've talked with Leonard before. Again, another knowledgeable gentleman there in the hobby, and definitely had some good QSOs with him. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, he's been in the hobby for a long time. Another guy who was there was, I told you Mike was there, and NADDG, and Sean, and there's a fellow named Jason that was somehow involved in another, I don't know if it was Taylor, or I don't know, like, he seemed to be well-versed, not more at the engineering level, and I didn't catch his call, but anyway, it's been good. Well, I'm going to have to go and get the showers happening. And I shave at night. I don't shave in the morning. I end up cutting myself. I shave in the morning. So we'll have to say 73. Thanks for the QSO. Thanks for sticking around for a minute there. And we'll see you soon. This is AFA FGS, Finding Good Signals. We'll be clear on your final.
FGS signed. I'll tell you what, when I worked years ago, I used to shave at night too. So I didn't want to have to hurry up and do that in the morning and try to rush off to work. If I catch on that one, but anyway, good talking with you tonight, and hope you get some feeling better. Hope you can get some sleep, and hey, if you see at church tomorrow, that's great. If not, you take care of yourself. Hope you get some feeling better, but I'm glad things are working out there as far as the DMR side and learning how to program and, meeting up with some good guys out there. But anyway, guys, good talking with you. 73s, have a great evening. NAWCV, we'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.